from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Harold Allen, age 61 at the time of this interview.
I was raised in the church. My whole family basically was raised in the Church of God in Christ, and I've carried on that tradition. I'm not saved, as they say, but I'm getting there. You know, that's one of my goals, to strive to get to where I'm doing the right thing all the time by people and by God. I've been a lifelong resident here in McKeesport. We're having some problems now, a little negativity in the community. I think every year it goes through some sort of situation, and I feel that we will be able to change the atmosphere back to how it was. And I think that it's all about the adults helping the youth and the young men beginning to realize that they need to step up and be role models. To me, McKeesport has been a place where I've grown and been nurtured, and I've taken that time and given back to the youth and young adults in McKeesport myself. I dealt with the youth throughout all the years as I've been here, over 50-some years. Basically, all the positions that I've had in life, I've started out on the bottom, and I worked my way up, being diligent towards what I was doing. I started out working with the Neighborhood Youth Corps. Then from there, I went into the foundry. I worked in the foundry as a kneeler attendant, eventually became vice president of the union. And after that closed down, I went down to Presbyterian University Hospital. Once again, I started out as a supply clerk, worked my way up to team leader, then to the supervisor. From there, I went to Auberly. I started at Auberly as a night monitor, then a counselor, then a senior counselor, then a behavior specialist, then a lead behavior specialist, senior behavior specialist, then program manager of Auberly's alternative school. And then I started working with PA Mentor as basically just a direct care person. But once again, I say all those promotions that I received were not done on so much academics and whatever. It was done on knowing what to do, how to deal and talk to people. You can do a lot of things if you're persistent and if you be real. People know if you're phony or if you're a real person, if you're being sincere in what you do. People see that, and eventually that will get you where you want to be. Do what you say you're going to do. No excuses. It's very important for young black males to have a mentor, because every family needs a male that they can look up to and show a young man how to be a man. This should be somebody that's near and dear to them in order to, I think, to expand and grow. My role model was my grandfather, Samuel Peter Allen. He didn't say much, but when he said something, everybody listened, and he was a very wise man that what he said usually always fitted the situation, and everybody listened. Winning is not everything, it's the only thing. What it means to me is when you're in something, you're in it to win. And you practice whatever it may be. It makes a difference if you're going to take a math test or if you're getting ready to play a football game, whatever it is, and you practice during that time to compete. And when it comes time for the math test, you want to get the highest score you can get. And when it comes to playing football, you want to win the game. And that should be a goal of everybody, to be successful and win.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Lucas Kelly and Donovan Kelly. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.